It is time now for the next segment of our Do Great Things feature with Durham Tech. Each month we profile a Do Great Things initiative from Durham Tech with in-studio guest interviews and interactive articles on our website, chapelboro.com. Features showcasing some of the inspiring initiatives and programs at Durham Tech that make our community proud. We'll have the article for this conversation on our website, chapelboro.com, next week, but you can go there even now and get the full archive. Today, as I mentioned before, we are going to be talking about Durham Tech's Promise Scholarship, and for that, we are joined by a couple of special guests. Dr. Christine Kelly-Cleese is the Vice President of Student Engagement, Development, and Support at Durham Tech, and Ava Roundtree is a student at Durham Tech. She's from Orange County, and she is a recipient of the Promise Scholarship. Dr. Kelly-Cleese, Ava, thank you so much for being with us today.
We're glad to be here.
And before we start talking about the Promise Scholarship, should also mention that we got word earlier this week, Durham Tech has just been recognized as a living wage employer by Durham Living Wage. So well done there as well. And as someone who teaches at Durham Tech, thank you so much. So tell us about the Promise Scholarship. What is it and what does it entail?
Sure. Well, the Durham Tech Promise Program is all about making college affordable, reducing tuition by as much as half for eligible students. It provides up to $1,000 each year for 2 years for students who are eligible. That means in-state students who take a full-time 12-credit hour course load would pay about half of the tuition.
Awesome. Very cool. So how long has this been going on?
Sure. The program, which is funded by Durham and Orange Counties, was previously a pilot program. We called it Connect Fund. So those of you out there who remember getting Connect Fund scholarship, it's essentially the same thing with a little bit of a twist here and there. The success of the pilot program led to widespread support for it and more of an understanding that what we were really doing was so much in line and in some cases even better than what people hear of as a promise program across the country. Mm-hmm. So we thought, well, let's go ahead and use that language since that really is what we're doing. So we relaunched it as Durham Tech Promise in January. The details were ironed out over the last semester. The name was officially implemented when it launched, and it's basically the same with a couple of differences. So it requires students to maintain now a 2.0 GPA and a 67% completion rate to maintain eligibility. Students who graduate from local high schools are automatically eligible, but to continue to earn it, they have to meet those standards.
Awesome. So anyone, we're talking, what, Durham County, Orange County, Chapel Hill, Carver schools, are those the local schools we're talking about?
Yeah,
here?
So for Orange County, it's public schools.
Okay.
And the schools that are affiliated with those public schools. And it's recent high school graduates. In Durham County, it also includes private and homeschool charter school students.
Awesome. Speaking with Dr. Christine Kelly-Cleese, you just heard her. We've also got Ava Roundtree here in the studio. She's a student from Orange County, goes to Durham Tech, recipient of the Promise Scholarship. So tell us how it has worked for you. What was your reaction when you found out you got it, and how has it helped you at Durham Tech?
So when I found out I got it, I had actually been talking to Miss Panikaluk, who kind of sat me down and went over everything. And that was kind of the deciding factor of where I was going to go transitioning after high school. I had applied to a couple different places, but just financial means that really worked for me, and it was nice to get the extra money.
Awesome. So what are you studying? What are your plans?
I'm the Associates of Arts degree
okay.
program.
Do you know what you're going to go on to, if anything?
After that, I think Recreation and Park Management.
But awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So speaking again with Ava Roundtree, Dr. Christine Kelly-Cleese, tell us about the importance of the scholarship for Durham Tech as an institution. Why is it important for Durham Tech to offer this?
Well, we see it as a way to build upward economic mobility for students and their families in our area. We are focused primarily on this, the importance of this being what we call a first dollar scholarship. So many of the Promise programs around the country are what are known as last dollar scholarships. First dollar means the money's coming, thanks to the Durham and Orange County commissioners, to go right into the hands of recent high school graduates. It goes on their accounts to cover tuition and fees and books directly. That means that all of the students are getting it, if they're recent high school graduates. then those students who are eligible, who have identified financial need and are eligible for things like the federal Pell Grant or any other federal or state or private aid that we might have or scholarships that they have won, those go on after that. So we're making sure that students who most need the money aren't inadvertently kept from getting the benefit of it by having it be a last dollar scholarship.
Yeah, and this is for anyone who graduates from, anyone who's eligible, anyone who graduates from those schools, you go to Durham Tech, you automatically get it, basically?
Yeah, so students need to register for 6 college-level credit hours, 6 college credits to be eligible if they're in-state students. So students who have out-of-state status, they're recent high school graduates, we'd like for them to, they're still eligible, we'd like for them to come in and talk with somebody in the financial aid office. Out-of-state tuition is much higher. So we want to talk to them about the cost of attendance and see if there's anything else we can help them with in making college affordable.
This is awesome. Again, speaking with Dr. Christine Kelly Cleese and Ava Roundtree, how can people learn more? You got a parent who's got a student who's thinking about going. You are a student who's thinking about going. Where do you go to find out more information?
You can go on the Durham Tech website to, the request information button at the bottom of the page.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And DurhamTech.edu is the website, right?
Yep. Yes. DurhamTech.edu/promise.
Very cool. Again, DurhamTech.edu/promise for more information on the Promise Scholarship, giving more students a chance to go to college without having to worry about the financial cost of it as much. Dr. Christine Kelly Cleese, Ava Roundtree, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.